And now it's time for the BetMGM MLB podcast, powered by BetQL, with Ryan Horvath and Cody Decker on the BetQL Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a brand new week of Major League Baseball. We got brand new records in Major League Baseball. We have teams that we expected to win that disappointed, that are now winning, that are making us all eat crow of what we said last week. That's right. We have so much to cover here on BetMGM MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL. I'm Cody Decker, former professional baseball player turned professional smartass on the radio. With me, as always, you see him on BetMGM tonight. You see him all over the country, in fact. He is the one and only Ryan Horvath. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good. Fun, exciting weekend. I'm getting my first iced coffee, cold brew into my system for the day, but ready to rock, man. Exciting weekend of baseball, and I actually want to take some responsibility for one player who came alive finally this past week, but I'll hold off on that. How are you?
I'm good, man. I mean, we had a hell of a weekend of baseball. Obviously, all the things that took place in Chicago. I'm sorry, not in Chicago, with Chicago, in the Bronx. What a series that was. Hey, before we even get to anything else, not even to touch on, obviously everything that happened with Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson is being covered ad nauseum all over the place. You don't need us to cover that for you. However, do you think that the White Sox have been awoken? Because I do.
I really hope so, man. Like, I needed this weekend for my future ticket for the AL Central for that minus 200 bet, minus 190, played it twice because I was so confident with them in that weak division. I'll tell you, man, like, if you're going to get that out of Kopech, what we got on Sunday Night Baseball, if you're going to get that from Tim Anderson, I feel like Tim Anderson's been awoken, and I love him. I love the way he plays the game. We don't really have to speak about anything. I mean, like you said, it's already being covered, but man, I hope that woke them up, because hell of a weekend against the Yanks, hell of a weekend for Tim Anderson, and I was glad that he got to do that last night in front of a national audience as well on Sunday Night Baseball.
In fact, I went ahead and picked that home run prop for BetMGM. Again? Oh, yes, I did on Sunday night, because when the lights turn on, Tim Anderson goes off. Plain and simple. The White Sox yesterday, I think this is going to be something that a couple of months down the road, we're going to be looking back at this Sunday when they swept two in the Bronx on a doubleheader as the turning point in this season. The Red Sox. We all were fading the Red Sox last week. You and me both. Biggest disappointment in baseball. Now I'm going to go over to what my initial pick of the biggest disappointment is. The Detroit Tigers remain my biggest disappointment. The Mariners remain my second biggest disappointment. Why were the Red Sox never my disappointment? Because I knew that something was coming. What a week for Boston, and more importantly, how you go from worst second baseman statistically in Major League Baseball to best with WAR in Major League Baseball in 3 days? Those must be some pretty damn good 3 days, Trevor Story. What a weekend. What a week.
Yeah, I take full responsibility for his bounce back, to be quite honest. I picked him to homer twice last week, and we got Trevor Story back-to-back days. He was on fire this weekend, man. Devers also on fire, and here's the one thing I'll say, and I don't mean any disrespect to the fine folks out in Boston, but I'm pumping the brakes a little bit. Okay, so the Red Sox have won 5 in a row. They scored at least 5 runs in every game during that span. But, like, I don't want to overreact, because I think this is just – I think this shows just how disappointing Seattle is right now.
Yeah.
Okay, good weekend for Boston, okay? I mean, they really needed that. But I'm more down on Seattle than I am – trending up on Boston, if that makes any sense. Like,
I'm legitimately angry about the Mariners right now. Like, the Mariners have no excuse to be playing this poorly. We talked about it last week. We found out that they were going to miss players going over to Toronto. You're going to Toronto without a full stack team. That made me irate that I've been sitting here banking on this team now, knowing that they're going to not even go with a full deck. And then they go to Boston and, you know, get their asses kicked. I mean, it's just, this is not a team that is playing to their capabilities, to say the least.
Is Robbie Ray on the fade list? I hate to say it, man. Went 6 innings the other night against Boston, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, but it's just, you know, the game before that, his appearance before that against the Mets, last 6, but gives up 5 runs. It's been a rough go for our AL Cy Young, our defending AL Cy Young. Cash that 100-1 ticket last year, but it's been a rough start to the season, man.
And also the K's haven't been there. He's a swing and miss guy, and he's not getting a ton of swing and miss. So, yeah, I'm not ready to fade him just yet. I'm hoping he's going to turn it around a little bit. It's still early, but at the end of the day, yeah, he's giving up runs. He's giving up contact, and that is not a Robbie Ray type of season. Speaking of Robbie Ray, his former team, the Diamondbacks, just got absolutely destroyed by the Cubs yesterday. I loved it, which I did pick, by the way, and I did nail the Diamondbacks on the day before. I've been nailing the Diamondbacks lately. I don't know what it is. I kind of have them pegged right now.
Yeah.
This is a team that's going to be right around 500 all season long. A pretty good team, by the way. But I don't know. I think this has got to be a team that's going to end up trading away players at the deadline. They have incredible pieces. They might as well stock up and hopefully compete in 2 years, because as good as their team is, and by the way, again, the Diamondbacks are good. They just, they're never going to compete in that NL West.
Right. That's the problem. They're in the NL West, right? So they're a fun baseball team. They could play spoiler, but I think that that's about all that they could do this season. They'll be around 500. I think that they'll probably be sellers at the deadline. I think they should be, because like you said, I mean, they could compete in 3-4 years. And if you look, you know, at their farm system, they have some prospects there. But the biggest takeaway for me, and I had to put this on social media, I find no joy talking or watching this Cubs team. So when I see this Cubs team on our rundown, I want nothing to do with them. Fun little day yesterday as you get the back-to-back homers again from Schwindel and Wisdom, but they bring me no joy, Cody. They honestly, they ruin baseball for me, and it's not even like, it's just not fun anymore. It's not fun, you know. It's just it's depressing, kind of. So the Cubs stink. I hope Mario has picked out a solid tattoo artist, because the Pittsburgh Pirates will finish with a better record than the Chicago Cubs. And even
they
if you
not.
Think, even if you like, because the Cubs, what they're going to do? Wilson Contreras, he will be traded. Kyle Hendricks, if there are any takers, he will be moved.
I have to assume the Cubs have some more better players waiting in the wings than the Pirates do right
they
now.
They don't.
I have to assume. I have to. There's no way.
Jonathan Villar?
As we sit, the Cubs are currently in fourth place in the NL Central, and the Pirates are a game ahead of them.
Yep.
This is a race for third, plain and simple. This is going to be a long time race for third. Does BetMGM place any bets for third? Because if we can, we should have a long season-long bet going for third place in the NL Central. And that should be our first place. Whoever wins third place, that's who we should celebrate, put a parade together for, and absolutely dominate right here on BetMGM MLB Podcast.
They do before the season starts. I don't see it right now, but if they don't, then I'll go and I'll request that over at Nationals Park from our buddy over there. I'll say, hey, can I get a can I request the bet? Can I request a ticket? I want third place finish in the Central. I wonder how they would even price that. I would assume that the Cubs would be like minus 145 favorites, probably higher even, to finish with a better record than the Pirates, but the Pirates are sitting there at 16-24. I'll tell you, I get more joy watching Pittsburgh Pirate baseball in that beautiful ballpark than I do watching the Cubs right now.
What?
They can't even sell out at Wrigley. Nobody's even going to Wrigley.
You're sitting here talking about beautiful ballpark and talking about selling out Wrigley. What? I'm sorry, is that beautiful ballpark in Pittsburgh just filled? Is everyone in the stadium dressed up as a yellow seat? What are you talking about? Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium, but
I saw
Wrigley.
I saw Vanessa Hudgens, who I have a huge crush on since High School Musical, Cody. She goes there because she dates Cole Tucker or whatever the hell his name is. I don't know. It's the Pirates. All I know is they may have better stars at PNC than they do at Wrigley these days. Hey, you know who else? Hey, you ever play Where's Waldo? Where's Ricketts? Where's Tom Ricketts? He's
we
not
know
at Wrigley.
Where Tom Ricketts is.
He's not Chelsea. Shaking hands and kissing babies at Wrigley anymore.
He's over in England. He's in Chelsea right now, getting ready for a $4 billion purchase to justify the fact that his team is currently on the lower echelon of payrolls, despite the fact that they are one of the highest earning franchises, not in baseball, but all of professional sports. So, yeah, I can understand your frustration. I understand it, especially in that division where it doesn't take much to compete.
You can't get bullied by a team from Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
and
with a payroll the size of the Joliet Slammers.
You are getting bullied by him, which is the worst. Because again, and I've said this, and I'll say it on here again and again and again about your Brewers. I know what a fan you are. Let's be real clear. I feel like the Brewers are a fake good team, not a bad team. They're a good team. But when I say a fake good team, they're a fake good team because when they're going to go play other good teams, they're going to get their asses kicked, especially in games that matter. But for the rest of this year, the NL Central is just going to be their playground because they're going to be playing with toddlers all day long. The moment they leave the kids' table in October, they're going to be slapped right back down to the kids' table in probably four quick, quick games. Let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we got to get to the American League, man. I think there's so many great matchups going on and some interesting K-prop opportunities. I cannot wait to talk about it right here on BetMGM MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL.